imprisonment, beatings, lashings, being shipwrecked, dangers at sea, sleepless nights, treasure, even an eye being plucked out. It feels like we're reading the plot of Pirates of the Caribbean in our readings today. Swashbuckling tale of the good news. We see, I think, something very similar, kind of a strange analogy to draw, but both of our readings from St. Paul, who really did go through all of these hardships and toils on his missionary journeys out at sea, experiencing being shipwrecked, times being imprisoned, being beaten, on and on and on, all this for treasure, seeking the true treasure. And so Jesus tells us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. What else is this Christian life, discipleship, but the search after treasure in heaven? We're on the great adventure of the gospel, seeking after the true treasure in heaven. There are those that spend a lot of time on all those pirate movies, although we can make that metaphor in our life, seeking after treasure on earth, seeking after things that will all decay and rot at some point, things that we can't take with us in our final journey home to God. What's the treasure in our heart? What's the treasure our heart is seeking? It's treasure that's found only in heaven, but where we encounter heaven here on earth as we pray in our Lord's Prayer. The treasure that we find on earth is found in those very daily interactions of forgiveness with one another, where something in heaven takes place on earth. We find heaven on earth through our forms of forgiveness, through putting up with sufferings and hardships, persecutions for what we believe, partaking of the sacraments. Every time we receive Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity, we're taking a treasure in heaven and we're receiving it directly into our hearts. There's treasure to be found, treasure in heaven to be found even here on earth. And so, brothers and sisters, Christians, our faith is not just a religion, it's the greatest adventure we'll ever find ourselves on.